Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo wants Bunaken to be redesigned well. President Joko Widodo promises restoration of North Sulawesi tourism area to be completed in 2020. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo wants the Bunaken National Park tourism area to be redesigned so that tourism activities don't disturb the implementation of conservation. This call was affirmed by President Joko Widodo at the Kuai of Bunaken National Park, North Sulawesi on Friday, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo and working cabinet ministers. President Joko Widodo visited Bunaken National Park on Friday and reviewed a number of facilities in the tourism area. Bunaken National Park was established in 1991, which has a coral reef ecosystem of around 390 species, including around 90 species of fish. President Joko Widodo targets the improvement of North Sulawesi tourism area facilities to be completed next year. The facilities are airport, special economic zone, KIK Likupang, KIK Bitung, and tourism area of Pulau Lembeh. This was said by President Joko Widodo at the dock of Bunaken National Park, North Sulawesi on Friday, along with First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo and the working cabinet ministers. President Joko Widodo visited Bunaken National Park and reviewed a number of facilities in the tourism area. Vice President Yusuf Kalla received the visit of United Arab Emirates Minister of Energy and Industry, Suhail Mohammed Al Mazru, at the Vice President's office in Jakarta on Friday. Both of them discussed how to increase investment. After the meeting, Minister Suhail explained that his side is committed to increasing investment in Indonesia. He also emphasized that the United Arab Emirates will improve business relations with Indonesia to increase bilateral trade and develop investment. A number of sectors that have the potential to be developed are the energy, real estate, and tourism sectors. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya called for millennial generation to participate in promoting Indonesian tourism, including easy access and modes of transportation for tourists who will visit various tourism attractions in Indonesia. The call was affirmed by Minister Yahya during a working visit to Sosro Port of Merak, Banten on Friday. In his visit, Minister Yahya also called for a group of millennial communities to try out the service of the Port Link Batu Mandi passenger motorboat that sails from the executive pier of Merak Port. The tourism minister's working visit was themed Ferry and the Indonesian Tourism Industry in the Merak Bakauheni Crossing. The governments of Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to strengthen digital economic cooperation. This was marked by the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding or MOU between Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara and Saudi Arabia's Minister of Communication and Information Technology Abdullah Al-Swaha on Thursday. Minister Rudiantara said that his side is committed to making the cooperation as memorandum of action. On this occasion, he also explained the potential for cooperation between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia, especially related to Umroh. He added that the Umroh market is a potential captive market for both Saudi Arabia and Indonesia. The Indonesian government responded to the suggestion of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, to ratify the Refugee Convention 1951 in a bid to address the problem of refugees transiting in Indonesia. Acting spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Teuku Faizasyah, said in Jakarta on Friday that UNHCR is obliged to find a country that is willing to accommodate the final status of the refugees. According to Faizasyah, effort made by Indonesian government, especially the regional government, to help refugees who transit in Indonesia is temporary and based on humanitarian principles. The Indonesian government keeps asking for the governments of the destination countries of refugees who are also parties to the 1951 Refugee Convention in order to carry out their obligations because they have ratified the convention. That's the news, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is news from Indonesia, and the first news comes from Yogyakarta. The city began organizing the 2019 Yogyakarta Cultural Festival last Thursday. Director of Arts, Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Ristu Gunawan, hopes that the holding of the 2019 Yogyakarta Cultural Festival can strengthen Yogyakarta's specialties and have a positive impact on other regions. The opening of the festival was marked by the honking of the odong-odong horn, which was followed by a procession of traditional Yogyakarta Palace Guards, or Bergada. A variety of traditional arts such as Kinanti Sandung Dance, Angguk Dance, Pencak Silat, and performances from studios and other art communities. The festival is centered in Panggung Harjo Village, Sewon, Bantul, and in addition, it will last it for 18 days from July the 4th until 21st. It is also held a number of other points, including Pendapa Art Space, Volcano Museum, Pasar Terban, and South Square in Yogyakarta. Next news comes from Serang, Banten. The Serang Regency government once again held the Pencakar Serangan Festival in the series of Anak Krakatau Cultural Festival 2019. The competition of the Fourth Fighters will be held on Tuesday, July the 16th at Pal Anyer Beach, Anyer District, Serang Regency. The head of culture at the Serang District Education and Culture Office, Benny Kusnandar, explained, "The Silat Kaserangan style was created by 13 warrior elders from 12 pagurons or schools in Serang Regency. The participants will compete for the Serang Region Cup in the festival, which has entered its fourth year." Latest news comes from Ambon. Researchers at the Maluku Archaeological Center Trace studied the ancient dwellings in the Manusela National Park area of Seram Island, Maluku Province. Researcher Muhammad Al-Mujabudawat in Ambon on Tuesday said the study was based on records at the expedition carried out by the initiator of the prehistoric study of Seram Island, Roder, in 1930, which shows the existence of a number of rocky locations in the Saleman Bay area north of Seram Island. He said geological studies generally concluded that Seram was one of the oldest islands in the terms of geological age in the Maluku Islands. Only Seram Island has a geographical landscape of the highlands up to 3,000 meters above sea level. Ancient settlements located in the highlands above an altitude of 1,000 above sea level have never been found before in Maluku region due to this geographical landscape condition of the Maluku Islands, which consists of small islands. He added that the big objective of the research was to record the first archaeological data, especially at the peak of 3,035 meters above sea level as one of the locations believed to be the first settlement of the indigenous people of Maluku. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin Today in History with the event on July 6, 1940. Kemayoran Airport began to operate. Kemayoran Airport, as the first airport in Indonesia, was opened for international flights. The airport started operating on July 6, 1940, by the first airline to land the DC-3 Dakota type owned by the Dutch East Indies Airline, Koninklijke Nederlandse Indische Luchtvaart Maatschappij. This was flown from Tjilitan Airport. The airport was built in 1934 and it was officially opened on July 8, 1940. The airport stopped its operations slowly on January 1, 1983, and it officially ended its operations on March 31, 1985 by moving its flight activities to Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. We turn to the event of July 6, 1975. Comoros country obtained its independence. On July 6, 1975, Comoros, an archipelago country located in the coast of Mozambique, Southeast Africa, proclaimed its independence from the French colony. Comoros has Muslim majority population. Therefore, the people agreed to establish Federal Islamic Republic of Comoros. The Comoros Islands were originally ruled by the Arabs so that Islam spread there. Afterwards, the Comoros had ever been colonized by the Portuguese, and it was finally ruled by France since 1832. About a century and a half later, the independence struggle by Comoros people achieved their result. On 6 July 1975, the Comoros Parliament issued a unilateral resolution to declare its independence. We end Today in History with the event of July 6, 2007. The International Olympic Committee approved the formation of the Youth Olympics. The Youth Olympics or Youth Olympic Games is the sport event held every 4 years in a bid to complement the other Olympics, and it is followed by athletes between 14 and 18 years old. The idea of the Youth Olympics was initiated by the president of the International Olympic Committee, Jack Roach. On July 6, 2007, at the 119th International Olympic Committee meeting in Guatemala, Central America, the participants approved the proposal. Finally, the first Youth Olympics was held for the first time in Singapore in 2010. That's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oleh waktu hanya untuk saling mencintai.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Transportation evaluates the implementation of the CTOL from January until June 2019 in order to improve the quality of the CTOL service, which is the priority program of President Joko Widodo. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said he had ordered the Director General of Sea Transportation to evaluate the CTOL program in order to run better. He also asked stakeholders in the sea transportation sector for support. The evaluation was carried out following reports from the public regarding delays in the arrival schedule of CTOL boats on Kisar Island, Southwest Maluku Regency, Maluku, and Larat Island, Tanimbar Island Regency. Based on the statement from the Director General of Sea Transportation, the delay was due to the Kandaga 5 feeder ship surfing the Moa Larat Kisar Moa route, which suffered crane damage and required repair time. However, on Thursday, July 2, it was reported that the Kandaga 5 feeder ship has been repaired and is operating again. Following this incident, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has instructed the Director General of Sea Transportation to prepare replacement vessels and take action and replace incompetent operators. Budi Karya Sumadi said that he was very concerned about the voice and needs of the community for sea transportation services, both for sea and pioneer toll roads. So the government issued a number of policies and subsidies to optimize the implementation of sea transportation in the remote leading disadvantaged and outback areas. He promised to expressly reprimand and impose sanction on ship operators who did not carry out their obligation so that people in the area became troubled and the logistic experienced delays. In order to avoid a delay in the delivery of logistics through CTOL, Minister Budi Karya said that he would implement information technology-based supervision. Furthermore, he expressed his gratitude to all elements of the community who reported directly or in writing related to the problem of CTOL in the field, because based on this information, the government can find out the problem directly so that it becomes quickly resolved. Budi Karya thanks the media and all elements of society for giving their attention to government policies. This really helped him to do the best for the community in every government policy program. That was My Indonesia Today on Ministry of Transportation Evaluates CTOLs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Perasaan ini
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back in Indonesian wonder. Today we will invite you to Bali to visit a hidden paradise that offers you amazing panoramas. It is Menjangan Island, an unspoiled island with amazing diving spots. Menjangan Island is located in the north of the West Bali National Park area, precisely in Kelampok Village, Grobgak District, Buleleng Regency, Bali Province, or about 60 kilometers from Lovina. From the center of Kuta Tourism, it takes approximately 3 hours and 4 hours drive from Denpasar. Getting to Menjangan Island is not too difficult. By road, which takes about 3 until 4 hours, is guaranteed you will not feel bored, because along the way you can enjoy the beauty of the lake and rice fields. Another way to get to Menjangan Island is by boat, managed by West Bali National Park. This boat is in a small port called Labuan Lalang at Terima Bay, or you can also take a boat from a small pier from Banyuwedang Bay. A boat trip to Menjangan Island takes around 30 to 40 minutes depending on the weather and boat load. Menjangan Island comes from the word menjangan, from the Javanese language, which means deer. Every spring, a lot of wild deer swim to this island with a distance of 1.2 miles. On this island, there are many wild deer that are decreasing in number, so that the government made it as West Bali National Park. This is also a government effort to build conservation to preserve deer and biodiversity on the island. Besides diving and snorkeling, Menjangan Island is famous for its wall diving. Wall diving is one type of diving activity at the depths by following the underwater cliff line. The underwater cliffs on Menjangan Island have a depth of 20 to 60 meters. Besides that, Menjangan Island also has many coral reefs with various formations and forms. These formations create small caves and large caves. In these small caves, you will find small snapper and batfish swimming to and fro. The condition of the waters here is quite calm, so that visibility can reach 50 meters in certain weather conditions. Listener, the best time to visit Menjangan Island is April to November. Because this island is an uninhabited island, you should bring your own food and drink supplies. In addition, don't forget to bring personal medicines, sunblock, and clothes. If you are an animal lover, please come to Menjangan Island, which is part of West Bali National Park, because here you can see many endangered species that are still well preserved. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safriadala. See you on the next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu. Menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari tak selayaknya selalu buatmu kecewa. Kau lebih pantas bahagia, bahagia karena cintaku.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu.
cinta. Kau bawa bersamamu sebelah hatiku, separuh jiwaku. Masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan ku hapuskan lukamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, sport tourism is a concept that is quite successful in attracting both local and foreign tourists. Sport tourism is not only a complement to other types of tourism, but is truly reliable, just like cultural tourism, culinary tourism, and others. One of the sport tourism events that Indonesia will hold in the near future is the 2019 Belitung Triathlon. The Belitung Triathlon 2019 is held from July 6, 2019 until July 7, 2019. This event was attended by hundreds of participants from various countries. Belitung Region Sahani Saleh said foreign participants who participated included those from Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Algeria, the Netherlands, Poland, and China. The Belitung Triathlon 2019 was deliberately held to support tourism promotion in Belitung. Meanwhile, the executive committee of the 2019 Belitung Triathlon, Rudy Kalalo, stated the event was part of the three-factor ASEAN Championship Series 2018 until 2019. According to him, if the three-factor ASEAN Championship Series participants want to advance to the grand final, then they must take part in the 2019 Belitung Triathlon first. In welcoming the event, many preparations had been made by the Belitung Regional Government, including fixing various facilities such as transportation, hotels, as well as entertainment such as culinary tours and shopping tours. So listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic 2019 Belitung Triathlon. I'm Putri Safirella, see you on the next edition.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we'll present a keroncong song, Pasar Gambir Stambul Anak Jampang. Pasar Gambir Stambul Anak Jampang Keroncong is actually a combination of two songs which has short duration that highlights the iconic theme of the Betawi region or Jakarta and surrounding area, namely Pasar Gambir and Anak Jampang. The song was sung by Krisye with his typical style and accompanied by keroncong modern music. The existence of the song proves that keroncong song can be packaged to be more interesting and modern. So listener, here is Krisye with keroncong Pasar Gambir Stambul Anak Jampang Song.
Of Indonesia.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan
Voice of Indonesia.
Ajaiban, surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga. Surga. Semua berubah sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.